Welcome to Awkwardish, formerly known as the Awkward Root Podcast, where we talk about mental health, substance abuse, domestic violence, and everything in between. Today, I once again do not have a guest, but that's actually by design because the subject is bullying, and I get really worked up about this subject. So, we'll start by reading a few stats, and then I'll tell you my story. So, here are some stats on bullying from stopbullying.org. In 2019, it was reported that by the School Crime Supplement that 22% of kids aged 12 to 18 experienced bullying, and 16% of students grade 9 through 12 experienced cyberbullying. In 2019, a CDC survey said that 19.5% of 9th through 12th grade students reported being bullied, and 15.7% of high school students were cyberbullied. Those are some alarming stats, but it's actually not surprising just based on my own experience. So I'll dive right into my story. If you read my blog, you know that I'm autistic. I wasn't diagnosed until I was almost 30, but I always had those autistic traits. Those little quirks, you know? And because I wasn't diagnosed as a child, I never had to go through like AVA or anything. I just had to adapt based on the feedback that I was given by everyone around me. And up until I was about 10, I would have a few friends here and there, like one or two each grade. But when I was 10, we moved from Oakland to Richmond. And suddenly, I started off in one class, and they tested me and determined that I was gifted. So they put me in the Gifted and Talented Education Program, also known as GATE. And I was placed in another class, and there were only about 5 of us in that class. And from that moment on, I kind of became a target. I already didn't like living in Richmond. It was a whole different city, you know. And then, so I would stay by myself and read books, and kids didn't like that. They didn't like that I wasn't really interacting with them, but I wasn't interacting because I was shy, I was scared, probably anxious too, you know? There was a point when I was in the 5th grade where the kids would follow me halfway home from school every day, threatening to beat me up, like a group of kids. Because they didn't like me, because that's the ghetto mentality of if you don't like someone, you have to fight them to put them in their place. There's always something. I never understood it, but I avoided fighting anyone in 5th grade. 6th grade, I went to middle school in El Cerrito, and I made a friend during our swim class, and we were in a lot of the same classes, and I hung out with her and her sister for most of the 6th grade. Until about halfway through 6th grade, when their cousin came to our school, and she decided that she didn't like me. She thought that me sharing things about what was going on with me, like going to the spelling bee, even though I didn't win, she thought that was me bragging about myself. She said that I thought I was all that. Long story short, one day after school on the bus, literally on the day of the spelling bee actually, she told me that when we got to my stop, she was going to get off the bus and fight me. And I said, I'm not going to fight you. I barely know you. We get to my stop, and she and my two so-called friends and a couple other girls get off the bus. And she just started hitting me. And next thing you know, they're getting their licks in too. All because they didn't like me because I was different, including my so-called best friend at the time. And I stumbled home. With a black eye, and the next day we had the girl expelled, basically. In 7th grade, so there was this boy I liked, and he made me think that he liked me too, and I was so naive and not intuitive and not understanding social, how to be social. He was in my cooking class, and we had the same lunch. He was in 8th grade, but I happened to have 8th grade lunch, even though... Or no, I'm not even sure, you know? Not sure which lunch I had, but I know I had lunch with him. But yeah, he was in my cooking class, and one day, I believe it was Valentine's Day, I decided I was gonna write him a letter and tell him everything about how I felt. Oh, by the way, while he was making me think that he liked me, he would do things like put his arm around me and say I was his girlfriend. In hindsight, I could see that they were making a joke out of me. But yeah, moving along. I believe it was Valentine's Day, I wrote him a note and I slid it over to him, and he read it and he was like, I don't like you, I've never liked you, yada yada yada. He went on like a 2-minute rant and ended with, and to be honest, I think you're really ugly. And the whole class laughed. The teacher said nothing. I go into my next class, and two of the people who were in that class with me, they tell everyone what happened. And by lunch, the entire school knows. I begged my mother to transfer me schools, to not make me go back to that school, because literally every day was hell. Everywhere I went, people were talking about me, and they were calling me ugly, and they were like, and nobody's ever gonna like you. It was awful. Even just thinking about this now. That is actually when I first developed social anxiety disorder. I didn't know what it was. I actually didn't get diagnosed for another 6 years. But dealing with going to school every day and actually having people talk about you and hearing them negatively judge you day in and day out for months, and then it continued even the next year, even when that boy was no longer at our school, his friends who were still at the school, they carried it on. So having to deal with that day in and day out for over a year, by the time I got to high school, I was a mess. I didn't want to be there. I mean, I tried. I started cutting school. I started getting into all kinds of trouble just to avoid having to be in this place with all these people who I thought were judging me every day. So that's my story. We're gonna take a very quick break for a commercial and come right back. I made my peace with what happened 25 years ago. I get a little emotional when I talk about it because it takes me back there, you know. I had forgot to define bullying. We all know what it is. But it's, you know, unwanted aggressive behavior involving real or perceived power imbalance, and it's usually repeated over time. My story is a perfect example of that. So what happens to child bullies when they grow up? Do they turn 18 and or graduate from high school and look around and go, you know what? What I was doing, that was not cool. I need to change. Hell no. They don't. Child bullies grow into adult bullies. They become bullies in the workplace, in relationships, and within their friend groups. It's just that as adults, we tend to not use the word bullying to describe it. We tend to use words like abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse. We tend to use different labels when it comes to bullying as adults. But about 31% of adults in this country have experienced bullying as an adult. Basically the goal of adult bullying is to gain power and make him or herself the dominant adult, and they try to humiliate their victims, and they're usually pretty good at it. I actually have been experiencing some bullying lately, which is what prompted me to record this podcast. Someone who I was involved with, who did horrible things to me, has decided that it'd be fun to just pop up in my Facebook inbox and start spreading rumors about me. which is actually one of the ways that, that bullying is carried out. It's called social bullying, where you try to destroy someone's reputation. You try to make them isolated from everyone. And yeah, so I still deal with bullying. I'm not sure what makes me a target, but I try to avoid people a lot because of it. So being bullied as an adult, it can have a lot of consequences. 7% of people who were bullied as an adult report being stressed. 70% report anxiety and depression. 55% a loss of confidence. 39% sleep loss. 26% headaches. 22% muscle tension and pain. 19% experience a mental breakdown. And 17% experience an inability to function day to day, like calling in to work frequently. So this is serious. And you know what? I actually forgot to touch on cyberbullying, which most of us know cyberbullying. It happens over the internet, over digital devices. It can take the form of willful and repeated harm inflicted on others via electronic devices. Reading a card. But it can take the form of someone harassing you on Facebook, sending you things on Instagram, saying things to you while you're playing an online MMORPG. They can put you in a group chat you didn't ask to be in, just so you can see people saying bad things about you. There are so many ways that cyberbullying can take place. And I've heard people in the past say, usually older people, they say, just turn your computer off. And it doesn't work that way. We live in a digital world. Most of us don't have the luxury of just turning our computer off. And also, our phones are computers. You can't just not go on the internet. And also, it's not only perpetrated on the internet. Again, people can put you in a group chat you didn't ask to be in, or text you harassing messages. Those are both forms of cyberbullying, which I also have experienced. When my daughter was in middle school, she had a brief period of time when she was being bullied by someone. And when I found out, I kind of overreacted. I think I did contact the school. This was about four years ago. But then I pulled her out of school and I got her into one of those K-12 schools, the online ones. There was no middle ground for me at that point. I just wanted to protect her from what was happening, what had happened to me. And she had shown me a video that this girl took of her bullying her, which is what actually made me think of that, because we're talking about cyberbullying. Now my daughter's back in normal school. She went back to normal school a few months after that, and just to a different school. And she made friends, and she's thriving, and she stands up for anyone she sees being bullied, which I think is so wonderful. So what can we do as adults? There's so much information that I found at stopbullying.org, and I highly recommend that anyone listening go head over there and have a look. Bullyingstats.org, I think it was. I will actually put all these up on my website when I post this. I'll put all the links to the sites that have more information on what we as adults can do to help not only children, but ourselves. Because bullying is a form of abuse, plain and simple. So, that is all that I have for today. I just really needed to talk about this topic because it's just been weighing on me. So, thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope you tune in next time for Awkwardish. Have a great day.